The magnitude 7.9 earthquake early yesterday morning in the Gulf of Alaska prompted emergency tsunami alerts that popped up on thousands of Alaskan cell phones. As we reported yesterday, the National Tsunami Warning Center's alerts even went to phones in Anchorage, where there was no threat of a tsunami. That's because communities in the same alert zone, like Whittier, could have been struck by a tsunami. But another group of Alaska cell phone customers around the state did not get the message via the Wireless Emergency Alert Network, subscribers to GCI. Federal Communications Commission guidelines have gotten the largest cellular companies in the U.S., like AT&T and Verizon, to upgrade their systems to deliver the alerts. But GCI will not be sending those messages until next year, not automatically anyway. GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside says that's because the company is among roughly 100 smaller wireless providers that needed more time.
The longer deadline is because this is a very complicated data-intensive process that involves tens of thousands of wireless phone numbers and geolocating them. So it's very complicated.
Handyside says a 10-person team has been working on the upgrades for about 6 months. She says GCI will be integrated with the Wireless Emergency Alert System by May of 2019. In the meantime, GCI says it offers its more than 100,000 wireless customers an app to get emergency alerts. It can be found wherever you get your smartphone apps by searching GCI Alerts.